I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Good morning. I'm Dan Stillman with the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. Here's your latest weather update. Another hot one on tap for today, but the good news, today could be the hottest day we see for at least a week. Mostly sunny today as we head for afternoon highs in the low to mid-90s with moderate but tolerable humidity. A few showers and storms possible after 4 p.m. or so, and then a chance of scattered showers and storms this evening. Partly cloudy tomorrow and not as hot, but trending more humid again, mid-80s to near 90. We do run the risk of scattered showers and storms during the afternoon into evening. Some storms could be severe, really depends how much sun and how warm we get before any storms develop. Clearing out nicely for Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny with lower humidity and mid to upper 80s for highs. In the mid to upper 80s again on Sunday, maybe a touch more humid with a chance of isolated late-day showers and storms. For the Capital Weather Gang, I'm Dan Stillman.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.